A very, very good evening to you, all our listeners. Studio 7, Voice of America. You are tuned in to Studio 7, The Connection, Live Talk, coming to you live from Voice of America in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, March the 6th, 2018. And I'm your host, Mike Ove.
And I am Ivan Sininga.
So, folks, a few days ago, Honorable Nelson Chamisa was knighted, if you want to call it, or selected to be the president of MDCT. He was also selected to be the individual running for MDC Alliance. This has seems to have been something that has sparked or ignited, may I say, a fuse within the youth of Zimbabwe. A lot of youth started chanting Chamisa, Chamisa, Chamisa. A lot of youth started singing different anthems, saying things, for example, Evans like Zhiganeta, Chamisa, Chamisa. So the youth seem to be very, very excited to have one that they can call their own to represent their needs, to represent their wants. And also for them, based on the conversations that I've had, a lot of them seem to just say, you know what, Mike, it's nice to have someone, one of us, in that position. Because it's one thing that we've cried about for a very, 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 very long time. So, folks.
Yeah, so, wow, what can we say? Mm-hmm. We have to get connected. So you can join us on our Twitter and our different Facebook pages. We're going to be streaming live on our three different pages, the VOA Studio 7 page, the VOA Ndebele, and the VOA Shona. As for our Twitter handle, it's at Studio 7 VOA.
That is right, Evans, that is right. And for those looking to join us on air or to give us our thoughts on the topic tonight, you can either text us on WhatsApp or you can call us straight into the studio. Either way, we'll call you back to bring you into the program. The number for WhatsApp is 001-202-465-0318. And the studio number, 001-202-619-2077.
And like I said, we'll emphasize, are we screening live on our internet pages, the voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com. We're also streaming on our three respective Facebook pages, like I said. Join us. Let's have fun.
Well, folks, again, this is the Youth Connection coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America. I'm your host, Mike Hove. As we said early on, folks, recently, Honorable Nelson Chamisa was selected to be the individual representing the MDCT and also who's going to be running for elections as a representative of the MDC Alliance as he competes against President Emmerson Ndambudzo Mnangagwa. This seems to be something that has excited the youth, Evans.
Oh, yeah, man. It's been... You should see what's going on social media. Mm-hmm. It's a new craze that's going on. People are talking this and that about Nelson Chamisa.
Yeah, Chamisa.
Now it's Nelson Chamisa has my vote. ED has my vote. Mm-hmm. The whole thing is getting interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, they are both making promises to the people as they go around campaigning. Mm-hmm. I've had a chance to listen to both their previous rallies. Mm-hmm. And man, I can tell you it's going to be a roller coaster. We got to brace ourselves for an exciting 2018 election.
I know. Yeah. But you know, the interesting part is, for example, like I said earlier on, it's what the youth are saying. What the youth are saying. They're saying, finally,
mwewedwaripo. Of course, man. It's a huge feeling, mm-hmm. you know, where you get to see somebody in your generation, mm-hmm. in your generational gap, mm-hmm. someone you can talk to and who can represent your mm-hmm. mindset, your thoughts, your ideas, mm-hmm. you know, your feeling. Not where you, like, you gotta feel young to feel to
be in that.
You look at me, you see, no, this guy is young.
We are and equal.
Same WhatsApp group.
Na.
Yes, 609.
609. So, Bagwetu, today we want to hear what you guys have to say about this. What does Nelson Chamisa represent to you? He's now the president of the MDCT. He's also going to be running against President Emmerson Ndambudzo Mnangagwa. What does it mean to you as the youth? Ukuthi ubona umuntu ongusakhulayo ehlezi khonapha, engumongameli webandla. It means I want to hear about it. Ngenani kuhlelo lisitshele ukuthi hi, what do you think about today's topic? What do you think about Nelson Chamisa?
Mike, you know what? Mm-hmm. just been thinking, you know, we talked about this earlier on before we came to the show. You know, it's more of a generational move that we're seeing going on right now.
You heard Themba Mlisso explain.
Oh, yeah. He says the floodgates are open. And now the biggest question is this movement stoppable? So for once there, I stood back and I said to myself, you know what? This is beyond politics. This is beyond ZANU-PF. This
is beyond MDC. It's not even about Chamisa anymore.
So it's not about Chamisa anymore. It's about every single young Zimbabwean out there who has raised the Zimbabwe flag, who is doing big in their industry, who has put a voice of record in whatever they are doing. And I think we need to celebrate all those.
Oh, yeah. Maokom Deng.
Yeah, man. Happy. Yeah. Do they inspire you too, man?
My friend, me, I'm inspired, man.
Do I inspire you?
No, not you. never. Goto balaleli. Ukudibana kuhlelo labasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection sizakini every Tuesday ngolwesibili. Uhlelo luqala no 8 bese lugqiba ngo 9 okhulumayo ngu Mike Hove umsakazi wase Studio 7. Lamhlanje kuhlelo we are talking about umnumzana Nelson Chamisa, umuntu ongisakhulayo. Osengumkhokheli webandla le MDCT. Njalo nguye ozabe ngena kumncintisano wokuba ngumongameli kulumnyaka encintisana 111 lo mongameli Emerson Mnangagwa. So lamhlanje kuhlelo, we want to hear more from you abontanga ukuthi madoda, what do you guys think about umnumzane Nelson Chamisa njengoba ungumuntu ongusakhulayo osethathe lesikhundla, isikhundla esikhulu madoda, big position. Uyazi, I've spoken to abontanga abanenge abachiyeneyo, abanye abovimba ishem shaburi, abanye abakhangela ukungena kukhetho as ama-independent candidates. Besisho bathi, hayi, even though angimthandi uChamisa, but still, what he represents, madoda, is something so big. It's beyond into yokuthi nguChamisa lo Mnangagwa. Njengoba lokho okushiwo ngu-Evans, uyasho, even umnumzane uThemba Mliso, uyasho ukuthi the floodgates have opened. So sifuna ukuzwa kini abontanga ukuthi, when you now looking at umuntu ofana lo umnumzana u Nelson Chamisa, what do you think? Do you feel ukuthi hayi lami, lami I can take it, lami I can win in life? Ngenani uhlelo bakethu lisitshele.
Mike.
Saka nje.
Tiri kuzvinzwa zviri muchirongwa chanhasi. Vateereri vedu nevakatarisa kwese kwamuri, ndonyaya iri pano nhasi. Tiri kuda kumboti titarise kuti iri bhazi rauya nyuwani revechidiki iri rataona richichinjwa driver, hanzi driver hazvikanetsa, tinoisani
Chamisa.
Amen. Isusu hatisi tadaro, ndo zviri
kutaura.
Asi nyaya iripo ndeyekuti tiri kuda kuti timbotarisa isusu nhasi titi, aiwazve vechidiki vari kuzvitambirawo sei zvavari kuona zvichishanduka mukati menyika. Tiri kuona mazita evamwe vechidiki achisimukira vachipinda muzvinzvimbo nemuzvigaro zvine simba, zvinoda kuti vatariswe neimwe nzira, zvinotitaridza kuti aiwa nesuwo tinoda kuona tichidzidza, tichifunga kuti tisvikewo ipapo tinopasvikawo sei, uye kuti zvaakurevei kumwana weZimbabwe nhasi kuti takuona mamazitawo anoverengeka evezera rechidiki, kunyanya-nyanya iri riripo rekunzi Chamisa here. Hanzi Chamisa aenda, vamwe vari kutotaura zvavanoda, hanzi muchadyiwa nevana vadiki kunge majikisi. Saka ndakafa nekuseka ndikati asi Mike, hatidi kukanganwa kuti Nelson Chamisa haasiri yechete wechidiki ari kusimudza zita, anoda kuti ataridzo vamwe gwara nekudzidza nekukopa kwaari.
Banenge abontanga abangenayo kukhetho,
tichada kuzonzwa kuti ndivanani vari kuitei, vari kupi, tichiona kuti nyaya iri kufamba sei.
Abanye vele bayangena kulo mnumzana nhlanhlamoyo who is going to be competing this year as running for MP. We have, unfortunately, we didn't get the chance to have people like Linda Masadira, but it's really great. We've got a video that represents the youth that are winning.
Right,
but
right.
Go
get us.
You know
we how gotta win, man.
Hey. So I see already, I'm a comments, Evans.
Vatutanga.
Ushaba uti Chamisa, the unstoppable generational wave.
My God.
Uti ama waves, ase kali lunge na mdoto.
Saka, ichi kepe, ichi batiki, ichi kutawara.
Mm. Gift Masango Uti Nelson Chamisa is our future president. Chamisa is my vote. Chamisa, Gonke, Chamisa.
As in I Mike. Chino Tad Sachi Gutimwa nawe Zimbabwe, which dig Asata Kura Zagadaro, Agone Kutunga Mirira kana kuita president we msangan. Kana kuita CEO we company at 35. Chino Tadzi Gwanezus. Kuita CFO we company wombe. Tones wakuta no kuna Mike Woe, CEO we Bill Gates
Voice
Foundation.
Of America.
Ah! Yo, akudzingwa basa manje. Zvino tadzika nei kuti zvidaro.
Yes.
Pane chakaipa here?
Hapana.
Ona president weku France. Ona president weku Belgium.
By young bulls.
Eh? Young stock. Ko isusu zvino kana zvakuitikawo ku Zimbabwe chinoita kuti vanhu vamire kure vachitarisa nekufunga kwakanyanya chii hazvifadziwo here kuona nyika ichimhanywa nacho chimuti chichienda nevafana vechidiki
saka Evans ndikutonzwa kuti tatove ne guest wedu wekutaka
ngatitaurei navo tinzwe
nomusana nhlanhlamoyo onjani foka baba
anyabonga ndina baba nijani
hayi ngiphilile baba so lamhlanje kuhlelo I'm sure you understand the topic ekona. We are talking about umuntu ongusakhulayo who is now leading this big party. Wena njengomuntu ose okhangilungena kwezombusazwe, awungitshela umbono wakho mayelaye umnumzana uNelson Chamisa.
I wanna it's very interesting what has happened in the MTC, especially looking at the fact that this is a young person who has come in and he's holding the reins. And then I wonder about in as much as there is a lot that is happening with the MTC currently, the appreciation that is there is that at least now we have a young person who is standing up and is going to be running in a presidential election. It's not just about Nelson Chamisa as an individual, but it's about a generation of young people, 37 or 38 years after independence, which is Tina and the villages of Sugumani and Australia to be counted. Just like the young people who stood up years ago and started to fight for their country. The belief is that now it's our turn to take a step further and build the country going forward. So it's something that we really think is very interesting and is changing the dynamics of politics in Zimbabwe. And it's opening up the field to say it's no longer just the old horses who pele. Labafana sebe kona and we are here to prove that we can do it as a younger generation.
So, Nhlanhla, explain something to me, Baba. Uyazi, you are running as an independent candidate, and now all of a sudden, it's this big, like impossible is nothing. I've seen, like we had spoken earlier on last week, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo emsakazweni wethu owe Studio 7. Everywhere I turn, someone young is running for MP. Every single place I turn, every single new day, a youth all of a sudden is like, no, I can do it too. How important is it for us as the youth to govern ourselves or to at least take positions such as these?
Yes, it's a generational mandate and obligation. But each and every generation is the responsibility to do something to contribute to the development of their country before they sink into oblivion. So I think maybe the reason why the biggest question that we should be asking ourselves is, why is it that all of a sudden Abandaba Chabonge, they are standing up here in Davis City where we want to run, we want to govern? It's an issue of background, of how things have been run perhaps in our country and the current situation is it's no longer a time for us to sit back and relax. So stand up and be counted. And you realize that this is the 21st century. We now live in a global village. And so a lot of the things that might have applied and might have worked during this country in which the old horses grew up, in a way, these are things that are no longer relevant. If I can put and say, the aspect of innovation, the older generation has lost it a bit somewhere along the line. So we need young blood. We need fresh minds, fresh ideas that can cope and compete with the 21st century world. because especially in Zimbabwe, there's a lot of work that we need to do because we have lost out. We have lost a lot of time, and we need to catch up with the rest of the world in terms of leadership and development. And we can do that through energy and innovation coming from these young people that are standing up.
Mm. Interesting, man. I have a question for this gentleman before we my brother, the generation that we live in today, you know, our elders, I would say they always taught us, they've always explained to us that we are tomorrow's leaders.
Not today.
Not today. Mm-hmm. You are leaders of tomorrow. Not today.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which puts you in a very, very precarious situation in as much as you want to progress forward, because you then turn your mind to believe that I am being groomed for something big that's coming. But when is it coming? You know, bo, Joyce Mujuru, bo, Mnangagwa, when they went into politics, when they went into government for the very first time, they're probably in their 20s too. Mm-hmm. What's your take on that?
You know, there's this saying that we throw around a lot, quite a number of times. We say, actions speak louder than words. And yes, we've always been told we are tomorrow's leaders. Some have even gone on to say we are tomorrow's future leaders. But you see, even tomorrow, they will still be saying tomorrow's future leaders, which means the day after will always be tomorrow, which virtually means you may never lead. But what they are saying is, these actions that we are taking now are a big statement of saying we are not leaders for tomorrow. We are leaders of today. The leaders for tomorrow are being born today, and they are going to be born tomorrow. This is our time. This is our peak in terms of existence and in terms of productivity. And we want to be productive now. We want to be able to lead now, so that we don't then fall into the trap of these guys that have come before us, who will want to then start leading at 70 or 75, because their time of productivity has come and gone, and they didn't have any impact during their peak years. Now they want to maintain because they are trying to compensate, which is, it's not supposed to be like that.
Interesting analysis there. Let's put you on hold for a little bit and get a caller on the line.
I believe we are our second guest.
Oh, he's the second guest?
Yes.
I thought it was a caller.
This one is about to get interesting.
Okay. Why?
Because everyone keeps saying Chamisa Ohoye.
All right.
As we are looping the Dewechi Dikwe Guzan. Fepa Mamoye.
Kanagango tika pamperi zanpi mtugut pamperi.
Let's introduce him. Welcome to the show, Farai Mufuti. How are you doing, brother?
Hey, and good evening to your viewers. To your listeners, sorry.
Farai.
I can't seem to hear him.
Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
Farai, you're live on air. How are you?
I am good, thank you. Thank you for having me, and a good evening to your listeners.
Great, great. I've just been informed, no slogans today.
I will act accordingly.
let's try to do that. But no. Welcome to the program, Farai. Welcome. Today we're talking about youth leadership. And like I said, I know you are part of ZANU-PF, and it might be not in your DNA to promote anyone else who's not ZANU-PF. But I would like to know, what is your take on having someone young in such a leadership position? What is your take on Nelson Chamisa?
Well, firstly, allow me to thank you yet again for having me. And do pardon my voice. I currently have the flu.
What kind of singer has the flu, my friend?
Yeah, sorry?
I said, how does a lead band singer have a flu? You can't do that. That's your career.
But nonetheless, I think it's exciting times in terms of the political terrain that we have in our country. It is good to have divergent participants, especially those that represent the demographic of our country, mm-hmm. especially when it's youth. And also, it helps widen the democratic space when it comes to political participation. Mm-hmm. And this is part of the ethos that we're talking about when it comes to the new dispensation. We're talking about creating a ZANU-PF would not be an effective ZANU-PF if there was not a formidable opponent. Mm-hmm. And that's why you find that we took center stage when it came to reverence to the death of Tsvangirai. It's because of that fundamental fact. We respect, we want to create a plural society that is engaging and collective. But in order to do so, you must have divergent participants. And it's so I welcome the introduction to politics of Chamisa, not because of his age, because age, the thing with age is that it is not a virtue or a symbol of wisdom. Mm-hmm. No, it's a virtue of leadership. However, it is something to welcome. What I'm interested in is engaging in the policies that Chamisa presents, not discussing his birth certificate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting angle. Mm-hmm. Interesting angle. They're very political. This guy is a politician.
He's a politician. Okay. No, that's very interesting. So now, speaking of policies, we had spoken early on. What, you know, we're talking about youth leadership. You, as someone who's a ZANU-PF youth activist, what are you guys doing in order to enhance the party, especially now that we're staring dead straight in the eye with elections?
Well, so I don't get the question. In relation to what type of policy? The youth policy in terms of expanding the youth participation?
Yes, especially within the ZANU-PF party.
Well, this is part of our core angle. We recognize, in fact, we are one of the first party to acknowledge this huge demographic. And we understood when we had the land reform program that it was important to have a transitional program that empowers people to be able to capacitate themselves. But moving from that, we then introduced an industrial program that would create an enabling environment to not only create employment for the youth, but also for youth to become the employer. This is the future generation. So in terms of policy making, our framework, as far as from a constructive perspective, we are targeting a youth-based program, which engages the educational aspect, engages industry, and also engages technology. Science and technology is going to be a keystone in our manifesto when it is released. So you find that over the last 10 years, irrespective of the many hiccups that we have had, be it from the external challenges and internal challenges of corruption, but you'd find that ZANU-PF has urged forward in terms of our bureaucratic infrastructure is filled with a number of youth. Government is the largest employer, and part of that large employment base is based on this particular demographic. So it's a crucial demographic. To expand on that point as well, I would say that the future that we as ZANU-PF want to see, not of miscalculated speed train, but we want a future that is practical and pragmatic to our own conditions, which is based around agriculture. We have an agricultural economy by incapacitating this particular constituent.
Farai, I am feeling very itchy right now to throw you under the bus. There are so many youth in ZANU-PF, but how many of you guys are in parliament today? How many of you are sitting on boards of parastatals that, you know, whoever is under 35 and is sitting on a board of any parastatal that you know, please let us know. I'm trying to bring to the idea of youth are being pushed aside, or are they being empowered, as you say?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. Yeah. There are quite a few people that are youth that are part of that are in the board, but understand the context, the time frame that we're in. We are a party that have just gone through a transition, and as a consequence are dealing with the ills of the past, so to speak. And in so doing, the cabinet that was picked on the basis of an urgency, an urgent thing. So what you wanted to do was you wanted to give that job to a pair of safe hands as we lead into the election. The cabinet we see now is not a pure reflection of what ZANU-PF represents. In fact, ZANU-PF has always had internal arguments with regards to an intergenerational transitional leadership style, and that is going to continue. But because we were under extraordinary circumstances, this is the picture you see now. But it is not descriptive of the reality that you will see after the election.
Okay. Like a politician he is. All right, we're going to ask you to hold on a little bit. We'll take a caller. Is that a guest or another?
People, we have a beautiful, beautiful video that we set up for you. We are speaking on the spirit of Abantu Abasakhulayo. uyazi kulabo ntanga abanenge abagcweleyo abavele eZimbabwe abahlale endaweni ezijeneyo emhlabeni la, and they all experts, Evans.
Yeah, in various CEOs, man, I love that.
Millionaires.
I love it.
Grammy Award winners.
Oh man.
They're winning. And so we figured, whilst in the spirit of, you know, talking about youth empowerment, would show you some of these youths that are winning.
Great
even
winners.
Even there in Zimbabwe, bakhon.
Yes.
So Lizababona, guys, let's just take a look at this video. And then when we come back, we're gonna have our career coach, Ufiona. You'll hear. See you again.
Marjorie Ngwenya. Marjorie is a Zimbabwean-born actuary who became the first non-British-based person to be appointed president-elect of the UK's Institute and Faculty of Actuaries. Marjorie has served in various positions in companies such as Old Mutual, Liberty Group South Africa, and Deloitte United Kingdom. Ellen Chiwenga. Ellen is a full-time football agent who has held a FIFA and FA license as a registered intermediary and a member association of the AFA, WI Scout, and Sophia Client. Ellen started her career as an international chief football scout, having worked hand-in-hand with top managers in the English Premier League and Spanish La Liga before becoming a football agent. Simba Muriro. Muriro is a 32-year-old founder and managing director of Oxygen Energy Private Limited, an independent power producer and renewable energy development company that specializes in utility-scale power plants and commercial rooftop projects. In 2016, Muriro was ranked amongst 30 of the most promising youth entrepreneurs in Africa. Linda Masarira. Linda is a Zimbabwean activist who works as a national coordinator responsible for formulating projects for youth and women empowerment. This year, Linda is running for Member of Parliament in Harare Central as an independent candidate. Maureen Kademaunga. Maureen is the founder of Women for Women Zimbabwe, and through her She Votes campaign, is helping women across Zimbabwe learn about electoral issues, how to gain the materials to register to vote, run for office, stand up for policies that benefit women economically, politically, and culturally. Maureen is also a holder of a BSc Honours Degree in Sociology from the University of Zimbabwe and a Master of Science in Political Science, International Relations, and Transnational Governance. And lastly, Brian Soko. Brian is a Zimbabwean-born songwriter, music composer, and multi-award-winning producer. Soko won 3 awards at the Broadcast Music Inc. R&B Hip Hop Awards for composing Beyoncé's hit record, Drunken Love, in 2014. Might I add, Brian has a Grammy Award.
Mike, what do you say about that?
They're winning.
And then you tell us Zimbabwe does not have young people Talente. Who can take this country somewhere?
I don't believe you. So, what's your civilization before we go to Ufiona?
Oh, yes, man.
Let's hope people don't get drunk on euphoria. Don't get too excited, Buffett. Unzaloga, but menzelwa square uti MR Mtwagas.
All the way.
But you know the interesting part? Mtwagas, he also has a lot of youths in them.
Of course, I've
seen. The party itself has a lot of youths. And so, now in Avumila Lawe Numzan, we are ready to lead. Thumbs up for Chamisa to take them on. And
Chamisa is an unstoppable runaway train. He has my vote.
Yes.
killer Chirandu Kudita. This is gonna be. But let's not be derailed.
There's also some people, you know, the interesting Ndamboverenga comment Mwachiti ED has my vote.
Yeah, of course. There are some people.
Even like Wings and Mnanga Kula Abantabanga Sakula Abam Segela.
Whoa, Hansi. Yes.
Which one?
Oh, Nyembez.
What's that?
Nyembez in Love Hansi. Oh, Mashedza Sawira Wangu Ellen.
Asi Sawira.
Sawira. Andri kuona kuti munhu wese anoda kuassociate kwa newe kana uchiita zvimwe zvinhu. So it means you are inspiring people.
That's right.
Who are you inspiring, Mike?
Guys, you guys must tell me, am I inspiring you? You must all tell me.
Will we run for Mike as president?
Viva! Viva! I say bonga, my fit say bonga. Usabelo uti Chamisa is the best thing since sliced bread. bayamthanda.
Since sliced bread.
Since sliced bread.
Man, when was that?
Indlela
engithandiya. This is way back. Oh, my word.
And then uClive Jabu, today is the tomorrow we once talked about. Lamhlanje.
Nice. Nice.
UJellas Chi uti, it's not all about ageism, but fresh minds, progressiveness, older generations stuck in corruption. Aibu. Yes, worry. UGuild Themba uti, we need energy of the young and wisdom of the elderly. Chamisa should balance up.
Right.
Vele lento into eqhakathekile.
Yeah, that's a very good
and
point.
And then I know Silofiyona ecingweni kodwa singakayi kuye. Wathi ngibuza uNhlanhla. Nhlanhla usase khona baba. Right, Nhlanhla. You heard the comment. Umnumzana lo uGuild Themba uti, we need energy yabantu abasangasakhulayo kodwa I wisdom yabantu abangabadala. Wena uthini ngalokho?
No, I think he's very right about it. I mean, we cannot pretend that because we are saying we are standing up as a generation, ukuthi abadala exist. They still exist, and there is still a bit of wisdom that they can impart to us. Like I always say, that you are never too old to teach, and you're also never too old to learn as well. So there is a lot that we need to learn from them, but there is also a lot that they can learn from us. So it's not just the top down, you know, funda kuphela ever daleni, like in the olden days, but like I said, when we talk about issues of innovation and how, perhaps if I can give as a typical example, look at how Mnangagwa then went on to set up his Facebook and Twitter account. That is a clear indication of saying, in as much as the older generation has something to teach, they also have something to learn from the younger generation. As Koshuanga, and we are not pretending as if our Talabasa exists. He's very right about it.
Asikuzwile mnumzane. Wathi ngibaba umlomo kancane. Siyokhuluma lo nkosazana uFiona. Fiona, how are you doing, my darling?
I'm okay, thanks. How are you?
I am great. Welcome to our program. I believe this is the first time here.
Yes, and thank you so much for having me. I'm really glad to be here.
Great. So, Fiona, with you, we don't want politics. You are
Is she not a politician?
We don't. No, she's a career coach.
Okay.
No, definitely not.
Sabata up. If you want a job, do this, do that. Turn left, not right.
Okay.
So,
I'm listening.
So, Fiona, we're speaking about youth empowerment today, and we've spoken a couple of times. I've followed you on Twitter a lot of times, and you've spoken a lot about youth empowerment and how youth can find themselves in positions whereby they can land themselves a job. Before we even go far, do you think of the situation in Zimbabwe with regards to youth empowerment? Is it possible for youth to get jobs?
Not just jobs.
Yeah,
right.
That's a very good
positions
question.
Of power.
Position. We want to be CEOs. We want to be CFOs.
Exactly. There we go.
You know, directors. Sit
there
on
we
boards.
Go.
Look, anyone can be a CEO, director, or whatever you set your mind to. But remember, there's a precursor to that. You know, there's different things that you need to do before you arrive to a position where you are even equipped to be a CEO or an FD or whatever the case may be. But in essence, you know, and thanks so much for bringing this topic to life. It's something that's really close to my heart, particularly because of the nature of my work and particularly because I have many Zimbabwean graduates who reach out to me asking for help, asking for advice. And because of that, you know, I've really been thinking, you know, over the past couple of months, you know, how do I help a Zimbabwean graduate? When I say graduate, I'm just using a blanket term. So it could be someone who did a diploma, who did a certificate, who did a higher national diploma. So I'm just talking about someone who either went to tertiary or maybe didn't even go to tertiary, but someone who's actually on the job market. And I actually realized that, you know, career principles you can't just blanket apply them, you know, without taking into consideration the context of that country. So, you know, as I was saying to you earlier, Mike, you know, I can go to Zim and run the best workshop on, you know, how to write the best CV, how to do this, how to approach employers, etc. But if there are no jobs, you know, the best CV in the world is not going to help you because there's only X number of people who are employed, you know, versus, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 10 times the number of people who are looking for jobs. So I then got started to thinking, can a graduate or an unemployed person engage with the professional world in the absence of actually getting a job. And the reason that I was actually asking that question is because I think the biggest problem now, you know, besides unemployment for young people in Zimbabwe, is employability. So it's not a case of, you know, is there a job or not, but are you actually employable? If you graduated or you finished doing your course 3-4 years ago, but you've never actually done anything, you know, related to that field, or you've got no skills that an employer would actually want at this point in time, in essence, you're not employable. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges that we're going to face. So I truly believe, you know, that at some point the jobs will become available, the economy will become better. So all these things that have been projected and all this hope that's been created, you know, I truly believe that it will happen. But my thing is, what can we do now, you know, with what we have? You know, we can't wait for 10 years, for 5 years, or for whenever it is that the jobs would come. I think there's a need to alleviate that hopelessness that many people are feeling at the moment. And hence this pilot project that I'm currently working on, you know, which is basically to test the theory that say, can we actually build skills in the absence in the presence of unemployment? And I think that's the challenge that many people are facing right now in Zimbabwe.
Fiona, interesting yes. Explanation you've just given there. Mm-hmm. I love throwing people under the bus, especially if they are friends with Mike. So,
go ahead.
Okay, here is a situation here. You are a career coach. Now, there I am. I'm not educated, but mm-hmm. I have life okay. skills that I'm very good at, mm-hmm. like I can...
Practical skills.
Yeah, you know, like I play football, I play rugby, I play cricket, I play golf.
And I do art.
I do art, yeah. And I okay. do it, you know, exceptionally. What does Zimbabwe have to offer today that could help me make myself be seen out there in the world and make it to be a Tiger Woods and make it to be a Ronaldo? You know what I'm talking about?
Sorry, so are you referring to someone who wants to make a career in sport, or are you saying someone who's skilled in sport and just wants
to make
a career?
It could be anything. It could be anything.
Without a practical education.
That's not practical education based, because the education system in Zimbabwe was designed to send all of you guys to school and send you all to look for jobs. Mm-hmm. But we are saying you are there today. You are a career coach. What are you changing? What is it that you can do, that I can do, if I don't have an education, but I have a practical life skill that can be used to excel beyond measure?
That's a great question, and thank you so much for raising it. So I think the first thing that I would say is there a particular problem that you can solve right now with what you have? You know, and that's one of the things that I focus on. So if you look at people who are entrepreneurial, and I, you know, as I was saying to you earlier, we have a lot of, you know, accidental entrepreneurs in Zim, because there's no job. So many people basically are forced into entrepreneurship. So in essence, what skill do you have? And the skill that you have, you know, are you able to solve problems with it? And if you can solve a problem, is this something that a person will be willing you is this a problem-solving skill that you're able to monetize? And you don't even have to think far, you know, and wide of, you know, business skills and, you know, doing amazing things. There are people actually who, with what they have, can actually be able to monetize whatever skill they have. So, for example, you know, you have a soccer skill, you're very good at sports, or you're very good with your hands. Can you monetize that, you know, and what does that look like at this point in time? So, for example, the one thing that I raised, and I know this kind of caused controversy, but we talked about the different ways that you can actually build skills within a particular profession without actually being employed. And one of the things was blogging. Many people are making money online these days from blogging, from Facebook, you know, from becoming influencers, etc. And you can literally do that in any space that you create. And, you know, you don't necessarily need any education. You just need to find a gap, and you need to be able to systematically tap into it. And I think a lot of it is trial and error. You know, you just need to identify the problem, and you just need just some techniques and able to arrive to that
Fiona.
Point. So,
Fiona, sorry to interrupt there. You know what? I can give you an example of a soccer player who became president of a country one day.
George,
right?
George. Yeah.
True. I will give you an example of a guy with no metric, with no GCE, but became president. You know, Jacob Zuma.
Yeah.
I will give you an example of a guy who didn't do much in school, but he's still in the parliament today in Zimbabwe. And people love him. He's writing books and people are buying his material. I need you to give me an example of one person who has made it in life in Zimbabwe through an online platform.
Okay. So, I mean, I would have to think about it. So when you say a person, you mean someone who doesn't have an education or someone who maybe was not well-prepped, to enter into that environment? Is that what you're saying?
I meant someone who has made it big and can be an inspiration to the poor me who wants to walk through that road today.
Well, I mean, I can think of, I think I even mentioned it to you earlier. So there's a gentleman by the name of Paddington who runs an organization called Zimbabwe Careers Network. And I actually came across him because of online. So he's got an online platform where he basically curates and puts together a whole bunch of career-related information. So if you're looking for career advice of any sort, whether it's about interviews, changing careers, and he, in fact, even delves into other areas that are not careers, he's got a platform, he's got a website, very high-functional, very user-friendly, and actually that's how I came across him. He's also now started a podcast, which is the first career podcast in Zimbabwe. And the funny and interesting thing about him is he didn't study anything related to career. I think he actually made it in politics or something of that sort.
All right. But
he
basically we're going to ask you to hold on a little bit there, Fiona. We'll come back to you. We'll come back to you. Please don't go away. We're going to take another caller. Please listen to what they have to say. You may want to chip in and weigh in after they have made a contribution. Mukoma Bernard.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, my brother. How are you?
I'm well. Hey, I'm not good, guys.
Hey, and you're from Botswana?
Hey, I'm from Botswana.
Dumelara.
Dumela, Rikai.
Teteng, Papa, teteng. When okay, Papa.
You see, we are trying to globalize things, eh?
Hello.
Mati kudi mkoma taurai zenyu.
Ndikati, ini kuona kwangu inini. Soku zwa kwangu kwa ndinyo ita mufotero wa wano mufimba Afrika. Hello.
Taurai zenyu, tuliku kunzwai.
Ini kuona kwangu inini mafotero wangu wando ita wano kufimba Afrika. Achamisa ndikuona chibudi hili at this time. It's too early for him to take I win an election. As maybe five years from now, maybe I'm going to win. No, but I'm going to say that we should take a chance. We should take a chance. Kozo tiba anfutika mukaenda ku reserve havasi kuzivachamisa kana ndo kana kuti nini maybe in 5 years time ndo pano iko chamisa munhu anozikama ku diaspora kana kuti mutown zvikuru ndo pa angangoita ma surprise asi kamukaenda kumusha vanhu anozora zvanu pio saka pakadooma ipapo kuti
Goma Bernard
unoona kuti panotora hello
Goma Bernard hanzi izvo ni kwachivi vanhu vari kutodzwa kunzi MDC hakusisina vachangirai vakafa.
Hey, Andy, we're going to go on. I got a good one. I'm going to go to the MDC. But I find that the same thing will happen to Chamisa this time. Because if I put the MDC, kune makaka tanwa. People can underrate kutivana to kuzani kutawa rukwa, wanati support. Wanatorine support, kutika nabakara, zuzikanda. So kanda hito, wanata kuzani kupe. Wasinga dendrelisa idu wani. Otherwise, MDC notoruza zvinotobhoa. Zvinoita vanganya sotaurira ana gara pasi, vadzokera zvaitwa navamwonzora zvazvokuti ngatindei ku extraordinary congress tazemutungamiri munyuwa. Izvezvo zvachavabatsira pakuti pane pasina kudonderana. Vaenda vane candidate imwe chete vachirana vose.
Mubvunzo wangu mukoma bena.
Hwina iko zvino. Asika angari tsvangira imedi. Zvokuti Mnangagwa inini ndakabva kumareserve, ndakabva kumasvingo ndikaenda. Ndikaenda kwana kunana mvuma uko. Vanhu vanofarira Mnangagwa singani zvakaita. Vanhu vangu vasingachadi mugabe.
Mukoma Bernard. Mukoma Bernard. Regai ndikubate muromo muri ipapo zvishoma. Ndoda kukubvunzai mubvunzo mumwe chete. Mubvunzo wangu ndewekuti. Munotiwo kudini nyaya yekuti vechidiki vakusimukira vachipinda muzvigaro muzvinzvimbo zvepamusoro izvozvozvo zvakafanana nezvamabva kutaura izvo ndimi mataudza panapa kuti George Weah akaitawo president kuLiberia. Matiudza mimi mukati vachamisa vanodiwa nevanhu mumaguta nemumataundi. Zvakaipa here kuti vechidiki vasimukire vachipindawo munzvimbo muzvigaro zvepamusorosoro zvakadaro izvozvo? Vakuruwo vovaregedza vechidiki vayavaya vachiita basa kuti zviende kumberi.
Aiwa, zvakanaka chero ndingazvitsigira, but as of now ndoda kukuudzai nesekreti yangu nemusoro mangu. Ini pane zvinhu zvine izvi ndingambopa Mnangagwa mukana pakuti Mnangagwa mukati asachaio. Zvine izvi vanhu opposition vakasunga vanga vari vedu tichitsigira vatsvangirai vanga vakasungwa vakatoregererwa. Zvokuti Mnangagwa munhu anogona kuregerera, munhu anogona kushanda navanhu. Zvokuti chereko nchokatarisai izvozvi kumusha ngakati munhu wese angori nhake. Isu kumusha toma nekurima handimoziva.
Ndizvozvo.
Hanzi munhu wese angorima chee hazvino uri grade anifamba asi unobatirwa nehurumende kana kudiwa kubatsira hurumende. Izvozvo zvoga ndokunobva 60% of the vote emuzimbabwe. Saka kuti nditi yamisa ka asi maybe 5 years from now.
Mukoma Bernard, munondidzosera kumashure mukoma Bernard mimi. Munomboziva here kuti vaEmerson Mnangagwa vaive nemakore mangani pavakapinda muhurumende?
Vanga vari ipapo, vanga nemakore iwayo.
Vanga vari kuma20, vanga vaine 20, haisi 23 here
24. Hanimoza kuti vamugabe vakaenda vakatanga kuva president vava ne 50 years. Of course, because papa mukatarisa futi mavhoti akangobva angachibobva anga akawanda kubva kumareserve. Nazvino kuti mukatarira MDC yanga chiri zvazvikuru, dadeva chiri zvazvikuru kubva kumavhoti ekumareserve. I'm not saying Chamisa is a bad candidate. Ndongotarira hangu kuti generali kuti sokubva kwandongoitaini kuti kuzimbabwe kwakamira sei. Handioni Chamisa achihwina this year. Maybe 5 years from now.
All right, Mukoma Bernard. Maita basa imi nekupinda muchirongwa. Regai tipowo vamwe mukana.
Ndinotendawo kuti vanhu vachidiki ngatikurudzirane tipinde pachirongwa. Asika tikadzava kutande pazvikunda kuti vakuridzire tsangokuridzira vechirume voga.
Handitika
vana Linda Masarira vati vakuridzire voti vavhoterewo vachindavo mumaini kuti vakadzi vanotita zvirinani. Asi kana vakazonoro wavachikampena kuyanga vanondopa vakashinga vasatiza, nokuti kana mukanotiza muchipa kukapena zvauti zvavada kuti vakadzi hakusi brave.
Mukoma Bernard,
ngavasinde kuti yanga vakanoro kuti kuna mahafinda kwakukampena payapaya varambe vakashinga.
Alright baba, imimi Mukoma Bernard, chimuve nezuva rakanaka. Regai tipinze vamwewo pachirongwa tikurukure takawanda naye. Rambai muchiteerera. Pane mumwe munyora akanda tsamba yake panapa yavachamisa, endi chaiverenga mugonzwa kuti zvanzi kudii. Mike, did you hear what this gentleman has been talking about?
Ngizwanga kahle kodwa mina engikubambileyo uthe hashtag Linda has my vote.
He is very passionate about seeing women and the young getting into positions of power.
Of course.
Right? But he also is so reserved about letting everything being run by the young.
By the youth.
Kodwa
umzile, and it sounds like we have umelana nalo umlaleli earlier on obesithi we want the energy of the youth.
But
combined le wisdom yabantu abadala yabona ke. So I'm sure ubaba Bernard uyasaba ke ukubona umuntu ongisakhulayo abe ngumongameli, kodwa he wants youth to be part of a government.
Okay.
That was what I understood.
I'll give him that.
Right.
I'll give him
so,
that.
So masigodi duke siyokhuluma lo Nhlanhla. Nhlanhla usase khona baba. Right, Nhlanhla. Awungitshele ke umzwili ubaba lo uBernard esechasisa esithi ay yebo ufuna abantu abesifazana ukuthi bangene kuhulumende njalo abantu abasakhulayo, kodwa uyesaba kancane esithi abontanga abantu abangasakhulayo there's a possibility yokuthi izinto can go left. Wena uthi ngalokho?
Ngisho ukuthi he's looking at it from a pessimistic view. He's saying things could go left, but has he considered that things could go right as well, which is something that whenever we talk about the young, sikukhangelela from a negative point of view, asikukhangeleli from a positive side. But the thing is, really, change is not easy, and change will not be accepted. And if we live in fear, we are not really drivers of our own destinies. Set pillar to Sesaba, Ogoti, right, singer changer, maybe who's our hobby. But we never really consider Ogoti, they could be better. We can do better as a nation. And more so, let's look at examples of what the change that's currently happening, the wave of young people are starting to engage and starting to take positions of leadership. Look at Austria as an example, look at France as an example. It means young people are here, and I'm sorry to say this, it may sound a bit cocky, but whether Africa's lab is ready or not will not determine whether young people are going to sit back and say and wait until people are relieved of that fear that they have. Because the honest truth is, the fear may never end, but they fear probably because we are young. Which is our strength.
And I was even reading up. Kulo muntu esithi othi Nhlanhla Moyo for vice president. Uyavuma na?
Siyavuma.
Angivumi at that point in time. Because
Ufara is back on the line.
Issues of capacity as well that I need to consider. I would like to be honest with myself as well as the people that I would want to lead at this point. Not yet, but Fieza.
Hey, my friend, you are a blessed man because I will take it with two hands.
What a man. What is Evans? Ufarai is back on the line.
Yes, Mkoma Farai.
Yes, Mkoma.
Yes, turns out my benge matiza, my zoga manj.
Zano ya zoga build.
Yeah. Zano ya zoga. All right.
So, Farai, I've heard all these different comments. And mainly Eneng Labantu see these comments more as opposition comments, which I, you know, anything opposing to what the government does must be quote unquote opposition. So Aungchele again, njengomuntu ongusakhulayo who's part of or an activist of the government, which is seen as a ZANU PF government. Aungchele again, baba, ukuthi, when people are now pushing for all these things and ideologies that seem to have been taken by the party, such as, you know, the combination of young and old, the we don't want to kick the old out but we want to bring the young in, how do you as a ZANU PF youth process that? I'm sure you also want to be in a position of power.
Yeah, I think there's this misconception that because ZANU PF as its current representation, actually, if you look at the last government, you could actually put it up to about 54% of its representation was predominantly youth MPs and youth ministers. There was that integration, and there has been a continuous renewal when it comes to the intergenerational link between leadership and the youth. Okay, so there is this general misconception that ZANU-PF is not about that renewal. In fact, you'd find that is not true. But what it is, if you're judging us from the perspective of the current cabinet, as I said, there were extraordinary circumstances that led to the current composition because we needed a safe pair of hands to put us through a 4-month, 6-month period. This is not our ultimate reality. But to answer your question directly, I would say that I, like any other youth, have the aspirations of working in my country to however far my political party would bring me to. That is the nature of having youth. That's why ZANU-PF has a youth league whose duty, and I happen to be the chairman of the youth league in the UK and Europe, and our mandate here is to prepare ourselves for that particular position, and not tomorrow, as it were, but today. And it's a privilege to be able to serve in making policy recommendations. As we speak right now in the UK, we're writing our sets of policies that we think the youth in the UK need to have an integration so that we don't miss out as a consequence of being in the diaspora. And in order to do so, we present these ideas through policy and by interaction with our government on the ground. So youth are participants. So the highest office is not a symbol of youth making. Well, it would be to some. But I think it's the job that we do today in order to cultivate active actions that promulgate us to the area that we say, okay, great, we've got to a point of presidency. The question that I would be asking is that in as much as we want you to participate, and I definitely would agree with it, but what is fundamental now at the stage you are in a country is a person who actually has experience in deliverables. And we can, and Chamisa has not proven that.
Which is okay, why. Farai, let me hold you for one second. I see Uti, we have 4 minutes left. So let's just quickly go to them and then we'll give you some time to finish up. Silomlaleli umnumzana Willard Moyo. Baba Moyo, unjani?
Ngiphilile nkosi, unjani?
Hayi, ngiphilile baba. Uhlelo lapho sakhulayo, the program is yours baba. Ngicela ukuthi ungene uhlelo usitshele phela umbono wakho ngodaba lolo.
Umbono wami uthi wona baba. Thina njengama youth. Mina ngomunye wama youth aku leadership ngukansela ngile 31 years.
Yes man, congratulations. Amhlophe baba, amhlophe.
Ngangena ngo 2008 for your own information ngile 21 years ukuba ngukansela. Now ngile 10 years. So in leadership yabantu abacha awungeke uyikhompele leadership yomuntu ole 75 years. Akwenzi uChamisa nguye ole bright future yelizwe leZimbabwe. Ucabanga into ezanamuhla ezihlupha namuhla lezi zahlupha kusasa. Kakhangelanga izinto zakudala, kakhangelanga kala macala futhi adingela isikhundla ukuthi abe protected ngaba ngupresident. He is clean, he is clear, he is visionary, but he is young. So yikho sithi thina ma youth, let them be put on those high positions of governance. Kwenzela ukuthi ilizwe leli liye phambili, izwe selifuna abantu banamuhla leli, alisafuni bantu abalokhu bekhuluma ngokuthi ithimu renki impi kwathini thina. Hayi, abavotayo vele sasingekho empini, yithe sibaningi, kufuze sivotele umuntu ongazange aye empini aqhube ilizwe leli liye phambili.
Kodwa baba Moyo, singayakuye-ke ngoba ngibona isikhathi sesibalekile. What do you say about inotion le ukuthi yebo kuqakathekile ukuthi abontanga babe khona kuhulumende, kodwa we mustn't get rid of abantu abadala njengoba bona babona ukuyakhanya ukuthi balolwazi oluthile about running a country.
Abantu abadala nduna akufuzanga babambe ikhuba thina abatsha sihlezi phansi. Abadala yibo abafuze basinike umbono, hayi bafana lapha nxa kunje kwenziwa so, lapha kwenziwa so, lathi bese sithi hayi badala kuhle kakhulu ukuthi senze ngaleyo ndlela, kodwa uqathele ukuthi ngensuku zanamhla ukuze kuhambe kuhle sibambanise ulwazi lwabadala balamakhanda amhlophe lolwazi lwethu thina ama-youth, ilizwe liyakhiwa liya phambili. Abadala baqakathekile ku-community abalamakhanda amhlophe, siyabafuna, kodwa singakufuniwe ukuthi kuthiwe babambe ikhuba thina abatsha sihlezi besebenza ilizwe leli, thina abatsha silele embhedeni akwenze kabahla lephansi thina abantu sithathilizwe liyephambili.
Baba ngikuzwile kahle, ngibona ngani isikhathi so sesibalekile, kodwa siyabonga bekuhle uba la ukuhlelo baba.
Mbonge kakhulu Nkosi.
Vanzi wamunzwa ka
ya no ndavanzwa zwa rudza
anzi vechidiki borambe
anzi mira imakasimba.
Yeah, but I see Evans is cancer, so that's pedless. So I just want to take this opportunity, guys. Thank you so much to everybody that's joined us on the show. I know Evans has grilled everybody toss and ten. But thank you so much to everyone that's on the show. We had Fiona Martins, who is a career coach based in South Africa, what those are Zimbabwe. umnumzana unhlanhla moyo la yokhangela ukungena kukhetho kulumnyaka as an independent candidate njalo umnumzana uFarai Mvuti who is a ZANU PF youth activist. Guys, thank you so much. Njalo wonke umuntu ongenile ukuhlelo, everyone who wrote their comments, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Ingxoxo le ayikapheli, inkulumo le ayikapheli. Let's continue with this conversation njengoba kuqhakathekile ukuthi thina njengabantanga singene kukhetho, singene in these positions of power. Oliver Lesayo, Michael Bafet Lilali.